If it doesn't make you cackle or cry, it doesn't belong. That's how musician Alexandra Sauser-Monig sums up the 10 eclectic songs on her new album with longtime collaborator Amelia Meath. They are the A's, but the album is Fruit.
All at once I knew he needed me.
The two best friends first performed as the A's in 2013, but after years of work on other joints and solo projects, listeners might recognize them as Sylvan Esso, Daughter of Swords, Mountain Man. They are leaning into their common first initial. Alexandra and Amelia join us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
So we just opened with the song, He Needs Me.
He needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me.
It's a cover of the Harry Nilsson song that Shelley Duvall sang in the film Popeye. Amelia, why did you want that to kind of set the tone for this band, this album? That's like the first song.
It was one of the first songs that we wanted to cover together, mostly because it's a beautiful and strange little weirdo of a song. And then as we started recording the record, it kind of morphed into the world that became the world of Fruit. And we just got really excited about the concept of both a strange little ghost band that lived inside of the world of this record, and also the delicate and kind of silly feeling of menace that the song itself has living within it. Like, once we'd recorded this song, we knew where the record was going.
So, Alexandra, what is the world of Fruits, and what does that look like?
We had 2 weeks in the studio to make the album happen. So, like, pretty early on, I think we'd been recording vocals and guitar, and we're starting to think about the elements of percussion. And I think at that moment, I was like running my hands through my hair, trying to get a tangle out, and like heard the sound of that and was like, what if we recorded my hair? Like, what if that was a part of the sound? And then from there, I feel like it sort of snowballed into like a beautiful aspect of the song Swing and Turn Jubilee is Amelia outside with her sneakers on gravel being microphoned as she like steps in time to the rhythm of the song.
If I had any healing pain, as fine as I could sew.
And then, like, the sound of ice in a water bottle, or the sound of, like, a hand brushing on nylon shorts, kind of sounding like a snare being brushed with brushes. Like, you know, just, like, whatever we could think of that was in the room or on our bodies, or, like, anything we could think of to, like, sort of create sounds that conjured actual instruments but weren't actual instruments.
You ask me why I'm grieving, I tell you why I'm grieving for the girl that done me wrong.
So I know that you've been yodeling together for more than 15 years. That's obviously a big inspiration on this project. You'll hear it on different songs. Why yodeling? For people who may not, you know, just automatically come with a love for yodeling.
Oh, why yodeling? I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, we just love yodeling. And I mean, we like started yodeling together in the car on Mountain Man Tour, a band that we have together with our dear best friend Molly. And I don't know, you kind of either love it or you hate it. And Amelia and I love it. And Molly kind of hates it, which is so fair. You know, there's always been the seed of this band, and it's been just like this shared love of something that our other bandmate doesn't like.
And part of it is the joy of like trying to figure out how to do this like basically impossible series of sounds together. For this record, Alexandra figured out the incredible hack of phonetically writing some of them out, which was amazing. So we just really slowed the yodel down.
All of the songs on Fruit are covers or they're lullabies or they're kind of already familiar tunes, except one, and that's the original track called When I Die.
Oh, when I die, build a funeral pyre. Cause when I die, I'll need to remind you.
Amelia, you wrote this song. Like, how did it come together and why did you want to do this as the one, like, real original on the record?
I wrote it in deep pandemic. I have a strange obsession with catchy instructional songs, most notably like dance songs that tell you how to do a dance.
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, and then I decided that I wanted to do an instructional song for when I died, or the idea of creating an instructional song for when you die to teach to all the people you love so that they remember what you want to have happen. And we had been recording for like 4 or 5 days, and we were looking at our list of songs that we had come up with to cover. And When I Die just popped into my head, and it really fit with everything, or it fit the strange world that we had been building.
Play the music loud, sing and dance around. Oh, ring all the bells in our town.
So what are your instructions for when you die?
Oh, well, let's see. I realize that what I want for my funeral is a dinner party. And at the dinner party, I want everyone to eat all of the food that they can finally eat because I'm not around anymore. Like all my least favorite foods. So at my funeral, I want everyone to eat like fresh tomatoes and shrimp. And chili.
So you kind of want them to celebrate a little bit.
Oh, absolutely. It should be a party.
You know, people always say that, and maybe I'm bad, but when I die, I want people to be sad.
You do?
Because I don't want people to be sad. I'm like, I want them to be sad because I'm gone. Because I'm gone, I want you to be sad.
I think that's smart, too. I also wanted there to be a small contest about who is the saddest. And whoever's the saddest gets to preside over the rest of the funeral.
Go to sleep, my darling.
That's Amelia Meath and Alexandra Sauser-Monig. They are The Age. Their new album is Fruit. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're huge fans of you.